Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My you.
Good, beautiful October morning. Good morning. This is Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, and today is A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. It's a beautiful October morning. I believe fall is finally arriving. We've been fluctuating between 90 degrees and 60 degrees here in Virginia and Richmond, and today it should be about 80-something. But it's a blessed and beautiful morning. October, I love the fall, and it just really inspires me. And as I thought about today's show, it was so timely that the letter that I'll be talking about on A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care, the concern that many cancer patients experience, especially those who are going through breast cancer treatment, is lymphedema. Lymphedema, wow, you know, people hear about that. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a month that we celebrate women's lives, women's struggles, women's health, women's challenges, but we celebrate women's victories in God. So I give praises to the Lord for allowing me this time to just be in your presence and to share a message and let the words from my mouth today and the meditations of my heart just exemplify my love for you and my understanding of your purpose for my life. Amen. So lymphedema and breast cancer awareness. You know, many people are aware that breast cancer treatment is the most common cause of lymphedema in the United States. And it often occurs, because of the inability for the lymph fluid to move throughout the body. So what is lymph? Lymph is a colorless, watery fluid that travels through the lymph vessels and carries T and B lymphocytes. And lymphocytes are a type of white blood cell. And the lymph vessels, that's a network of thin tubes that collect lymph from different parts of the body and return it to the bloodstream. And the lymph nodes, you know, many people may understand that the lymph nodes reside in the tonsils, the thymus, the bone marrow. People think about swollen lymph nodes with sore throats and with underarm issues. And so lymph nodes are the small bean-shaped structures that filter lymph and store white blood cells that help fight infection and disease. And that they go along the lymph network. And I, myself, am a victor from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is caused by challenges and the disease in the lymph nodes. And as I have studied about cancer and lymphoma and my diagnosis and over the years, understanding essential oils and how their use can benefit in so many ways, one of the things that I've learned is that unlike the blood, which flows freely through the body, the lymph does not. It must have some stimulation. And so today I'm going to talk about some of the things that I do with my lymphoma to keep my lymph moving, the oils that I use to help stimulate the lymph release in my body, and how we can begin to address concerns of our health before it becomes a concern, and looking at people who are experiencing lymphedema. You know, lymphedema, when you see people sometimes who, especially breast cancer patients, who have a swollen arm or swollen leg disproportionate to the other arm or the other leg, you know, and over the years, I'd always heard there was nothing that could be done. And that's, you know, I just don't believe in nothing can be done because God can do all things, you know. I'm a three-time cancer victor, so I know my Father can do all things. There's nothing that's impossible for him. And we have to first begin to understand and appreciate that our body is a temple. It is created by him for us to be able to do the work that he's called us to do. And so how we treat our bodies is going to be reflected in our health. And so as I understand the stress that I went through when I was working 18-hour days in state government, social services, a highly stressful, toxic environment, stress is one of the causes of disease. And I attribute my diagnosis to the high stress that I was under. being a people pleaser, being a personality of I can do it all myself. Remember singing a song one day getting ready for work. I was running down the stairs and I was singing the song, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan and never let you forget you're the man. How many women try to do it all? Well, there are some women who have no choice but to do it all. But if you have a good man, if you have a God-fearing man who's in your life, I'm blessed to have that 40-something years now that I've been married to my husband. And at the bottom of the steps, it occurred to me, why are you thinking that you have to do it all? You have someone who is here who is willing to help. And it was during my cancer diagnosis that God showed me that he had placed in my life a man who was a provider, a man who was a caretaker, a man who was a caregiver, and a man who loved me unconditionally. And so when I had my diagnosis and I could not care for myself, could not dress, feed, or clothe myself, or even bathe myself, my husband did those things for me. So how dare me, as a young, brash, arrogant Black woman, think that I had to do it all on my own or even want to do it all on my own. Even women who maybe don't have a helpmate, we can ask for help from other places. We can pace ourselves. We can make ourselves a priority, because that's the first and important thing. You know, I believe that the first thing in my life is God. Then there's me, and then there's my family. Because if I don't go to God, if I don't seek the lessons that he's provided through Christ Jesus, then I can't be the woman that I've been called to be. And if I'm not good, nobody else is going to be good. So it's so important for me to know that I can do some things to take care of myself. And so going through the cancer treatments taught me that I had to first love myself. And how I treat myself teaches others how to treat me.
So lymphedema is that concern where the lymph nodes are swelling and where the fluid is not able to travel appropriately as it needs to throughout the body. And so
I had to turn my Bluetooth off for a second, but I realized it turned off my phone, my earpiece. So let me just reposition myself because you have so much technology these days, and I have an iPhone watch and the watch was ringing, and I was like, no, I don't need the watch to be ringing. I need to be able to talk. So I turned the Bluetooth off, and I'm thinking it's going to come back on. And so, but I wanted to make sure that I'm clear in my communication to you today. So the lymph system, lymph nodes, tonsils, thymus, spleen, bone marrow, it's all connected. And if anybody ever tells you or any doctor ever says, oh, you know, this part of your body is different or this part doesn't have anything to do with the other part, that's not true. We're connected. If one thing's not working, it's going to play out in another area. And so lymphedema comes when the lymph nodes are not able to do their job and the fluid cannot move in the way that it needs to, and it may leak into the capillaries, which are the small blood vessels. And so it's really important for us to pay attention to our bodies and to notice when there's any swelling, any unusual inflammation in the body. And as we begin to recognize those things, think about what are the things that we can do. Now, I said that there are some different things that I do. Definitely essential oils are on that first list of the things that I do. And so I use my essential oils to help move the lymph by doing what's called dry brushing. Dry brushing is the use of a natural bristle brush and putting my oils in my hand and then using the oils to the brush to stroke my skin.
Really important to me to make sure
I can keep my lymphatic system moving. And so some of the oils that I use cypress. Cypress is an incredible oil that I just love the smell of cypress. And if you think about trees and you think about your body as a tree, you know, our bones being, you know, like limbs that are extending from our body. You know, we have to treat our bodies with the care that is necessary. And so cypress is a oil that is used to improve circulation, respiratory-related needs like asthma and whooping cough. But I use cypress oil to help with reducing inflammation. So cypress is my go-to oil that I'll use for my dry brushing. Before I get in the shower in the morning, I'll take a little couple of drops of cypress oil and put it in my hand, and then I'll take that dry, natural bristle brush, and it's got a long handle, and I will rub that into the oil that's in my hand, and then I begin to stroke my legs from my feet up my legs all the way around my body from the inside of my hand in toward my underarm because the lymph nodes there need to be released to take the toxins out of my body. Cypress oil is an anti-rheumatic oil. It relieves rheumatism. It's an antiseptic. It assists in fighting germs and infections. It is an antispasmodic. It relieves spasms. It's an astringent. It tightens the tissue and reduces oil or secretion. It also is a great body odor preventer, so it's a deodorant. It is a diuretic. It helps increase urine production and rids excess fluid from the body, and it's a hemostatic, and it can stop bleeding. It also helps to narrow the blood vessels, so that's another good piece that it does. Now, I'm sitting here at my desk, and another oil that I use, but I'm actually drinking this, I'm drinking hot lemon water. And what I like to do in the morning oftentimes before I eat my food is to help my body get energized to release toxins. And so I will buy organic lemons, and I will cut it into slices and then cut the slices in half, and I'll make my hot lemon water because it helps prepare my digestive system to eliminate some of the toxins from my body. But lemon as an essential oil is awesome because it's a cleanser, it's a refresher, it's a purifier. It helps with mental clarity. It's beneficial for infections. It helps cleanse the body inside and out, and it also is great for cleaning the household. It, too, is antibacterial, destroying or inhibiting the growth of destructive bacteria. It's antifungal, antioxidant, antiviral, antiseptic, antitoxic. It is a powerful essential oil. And if you don't have it as an essential oil, do like I do. Just add some lemon to your water and let that be the refresher. Water, very key. I know there are people who say, oh, I don't like the taste of water. I don't drink water. I drink tea. I love tea too. But the body is just like the earth. Isn't God amazing? You know, our bodies are two-thirds water, just like our earth is two-thirds water. So we need water not just when we take a shower or a bath, but we need water internally. Every single organ in the body needs water. So when you're not drinking water, you're depriving your body of something that's very important. Your organs become thirsty. They need to be awakened. So when I drink this water, lemon water, first thing in the morning, I feel like, hello, good morning. I'm saying to my body, to my organs, hello, heart, hello, vessels, hello, spleen, hello, how are you? Wake up, here's a refreshing drink for you. And that's how I like to start my day because I also know it's beneficial for taking the toxins and waste out of my body. Now, another oil that is really great for circulation is bay laurel. And, you know, if you think about something, some of these are spices. Of course, cypress is a tree, you know, that tall, beautiful, stretching out cypress. But bay laurel we think about in using in our cooking, you know, bay as a bay leaves. But this is a little different. Bay laurel is an incredible oil that stimulates and detoxifies the lymphatic system. It is a powerful infection fighter for recurrent or chronic conditions. It's highly antiseptic and pain-relieving, and the properties make it a good choice to inhale for tonsillitis. And also, the tonsils are another area of lymph. Now, interestingly enough, I had my tonsils removed as a child. So, you know, who knows when they're taking parts of us out? You know, they say, oh, we don't need these tonsils. Children get sore throats, take out the tonsils. but the tonsils had a job to do. So once they're not there, that job can't be done. So we have to take care of our bodies, and even with our children, help them understand things that are important for them. Now, bay laurel, I like it also because it, too, helps produce, increase urine production. And that's good because if you're taking in something, you need to be eliminating. You know, we eat 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes, you know, times a day. And if you're not eliminating, guess what? It's just rotting inside of your body. So stay hydrated. Drink water. Make sure that you're doing the things to love your body. This morning, I went for my personal training. I was so excited. I'd been away for a minute, but I was there this morning, and it felt so good. That's something that I do for me, to love my body. I went a few weeks ago for a massage and asking, you know, for that lymphatic focus to help stimulate the lymph nodes. So that's something that I do for me. You have to do for you and to show others how to love you and how to take care of you. Because remember, people won't do for you what they don't see you willing to do for yourself. So we teach others how to treat us. And then there's another oil that is new. And all these oils, once again, are oils that are from my company that I participate with, which is Youngevity International. You can shop it. You can call me. But if you go to josiehopkins.youngevity, YOUNGEVITY.com, you can search on essential oils. And there are so many benefits of essential oils, and people think, oh, there's this new fad, essential oils. No, essential oils were around in the Bible. Frankincense, myrrh, so many oils that were used to care for the baby Jesus. So many oils were used for embalming, for nurturing. Cleopatra used a lot of oils because the aromatics have beneficial properties. When you smell an oil, it's going to affect you in a positive sense, unless it's an oil that maybe is rancid or something that you just don't like. But it's going to stimulate and help you by giving that aroma opportunity to move throughout your body. Now, the copaiba that I am talking about now, which is an oil that is great and is a part of the Youngevity product line, it's produced from the resin of a tree that is native to South America, primarily in Brazil, and is considered to be one of the most anti-inflammatory substances on earth. And it used to be used primarily by indigenous people in the areas where it was produced, but today it's used in aromatherapy for lung and sinus issues. It's great for lifting the mood by smelling and topical application. It helps with skin issues. It can also help to reduce blood pressure and improve heart health. And I love it because it is an oil that I can blend and I can use and have it help with my lymphatic system. It's great for the respiratory system, the muscular system, emotional, circulatory, and the integumentary system, which is the skin. So this is a lot of information, but, you know, your body is important, and how we treat it will determine the longevity of our lives. Doesn't mean that, you know, other things can't happen, but I'm certainly doing the best that I can, having had 3 cancer diagnoses, a stem cell transplant, a brain tumor, and whatever other conditions that the doctors try to throw at me. But at the bottom line, at the beginning and at the end, is my faith and my trust in God to deliver me from all diseases and to allow me to come each and every other week to share a message, A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So if you want to know more about essential oils or you want to know more about how I treat myself and how I can help you make yourself a priority, then reach out to me. I'll give you my phone number, 804-334-1944, and visit josiehopkins.youngevity.com and josiehopkins.com, where I'm going to be posting the shows, replays, information about essential oils, and everything about what inspires me. This is Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World. Thank you for listening, live or recorded. And thank you, Kayla Padgett, for this awesome opportunity to be a part of the Finding My Way community. Be blessed and have a super fantastic October. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
The one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down.
Hello, and thank you for joining me once again on another Rev. Lydia Speaks program on the Josie's Inspiration Network. I'm coming to you this morning asking a question. And the question is, are you living your authentic life? Do you even know what that means? Well, actually, it means, are you living to the fullest the life God purposed you to live? Or are you moving each day on autopilot, just doing everything that needs to be done, and maybe even squeezing in all of the stuff you think will make others the most happy with you? Meanwhile, you're dying a little bit inside every day, possibly because you know you are meant for so much more. Now, I pose this question to you because it's one that came to me in the middle of me experiencing a bit of turmoil in my own life. And being a minister, I took it into my prayer time, Well, actually, before I was a minister, I'm an only child, and I learned very early on what a good listener God is. And God showed me what I've been doing wrong and how I had personally contributed to the situation. You see, when we were sent to this plane, we were sent with a purpose and given what we needed to fulfill this purpose. Then we started to grow. And as we grew, that knowledge of self faded. It wasn't strong as it had been because we've now been exposed to all of the other people's consciousness and, in a sense, been reprogrammed into their agenda and expectations. Now, sometimes living your authentic life means you have to say no to the things others would have you to do for them. Like the times when you know that you should not push any further your body and mind that are already worn to a nub. Now, I'm not advocating being selfish, but you should know that there are those to whom you are only worth what you can do for them. Now, look, if it's an emergency and you can offer aid, then by all means do so. But there are other times when we operate out of a sense of obligation. That's neither good for you nor the other person, nor is it what God wants us to do. After all, it's written that God loves a cheerful giver. But have you ever been in a situation where you have done all that you could, only to hear later that the person not only thought you'd done enough, but you should have done more, and they weren't even grateful for what you did? Meanwhile, they're steady taking all that you offer. Now, that can be painful and heartbreaking. And the harder you try, you're now becoming more and more a pawn for their use. It's what I call a certified mechanism under warranty. A product. A product they've groomed to use for as long as they can. But what happens when the warranty runs out? Well, let's just take an example. A car. And I think most people have experienced this. It runs fine without a glitch. Then the day the warranty expires, something breaks down. That warranty was there to ensure that if a breakdown occurred, you don't incur too deep of a debt. Now, with people and relationships, the breakdown comes when the warranty, in this case your consciousness or the authentic self, wakes up and realizes, hey, wait a minute. I'm being used. And it decides to take its life back, its value back, its purpose back, and starts to look out for itself. Remember I said earlier that some people, you're only worth what you can do for them? If you have a need or some dis-ease of some kind, and you want to talk to somebody and you go talk to them, you can identify the very moment they disengage from the conversation. They get a blank look on their face, or they start to fidget. They don't want to hear your problems. That's why I say it is so important for us to keep that divine connection with your Christ itself, that I am presence within. Now, that's the true stamp of authenticity of your beingness. When you're able to reconnect and remember with the divine truth of who you are, instead of feeling hurt and used when the people you tried to help toss you for a new certified mechanism under warranty, you're able to say God bless them, and you're able to forgive yourself for allowing them access to the very soul of you. Not everyone is entitled to share your sacred space. But even if this psychological abuse has gone on for years, when it's revealed to you, and it will be, then it's up to you how to proceed. If you continue to help, at least you do so with the full knowledge of who they are. And with that, you can protect yourself. You no longer allow people to sidetrack you from your purpose. It may take a long time for you to fully come back to yourself, but armed with the word of God and who He says you are and your worth to Him, it will happen. It's like getting a new lease on life. It's as if your authentic self is alive and saying, yes, I know who I am. I am so much more than what you say and need me to be. I have a clear purpose. My brothers and sisters, life is not something to be endured. It's to be lived in joy and fullness without limit. Life is a mirror that reflects back to the thinker what he thinks into it. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of peace and not evil, that will bring you to an expected end." An expected end. So what I see that saying is when you think about yourself the way God thinks about you, and you acknowledge what he says and thinks about you, you can expect only the best. In short, what you see for yourself is what you get. When you understand that the author and the finisher of your life is the same God that created you and set you in a unified field of awareness and abundance, there is no way you will ever be happy with less. You may have had to put some of your dreams on hold, or you may have been told when you shared the dream with those same people that it was just that, a dream, and was way too big for you to accomplish. And if it was said by somebody you respected and trusted, you may have even given up. But that was only for a short time, because when that dream burns a hole in your heart, you can believe it was placed there by God. And if he placed it there, my brothers and sisters, then he will give you the means to manifest it into reality. So you see, everything starts with a thought, positive or negative. That's what the end result will be. And here's something else I want you to think about. Thoughts carry vibration. Well, simply put, how you feel the moment, during or after your thought, makes it manifest that much more quickly. Because when you have a thought, let's just say it's, "Oh, I guess people are right about me. How did I ever think I could do such and such?" Well, you're holding a vibration of sadness and disappointment. That's a low vibration, and you will manifest reality to match it. On the other hand, likewise, if the thought is positive and builds confidence, you'll match that vibration. That's why I say, look to what God says about his creation. You are the extension of God. There is no separation except that which you create. Jesus said it best when he said, "I and my Father are one." Now let's think about that. Are we not made in God's image and likeness? Keep that golden connection between you and the God of you. Remember, you are divine and important in the eyes of the Creator. Thoughts of you being anything else that others are holding about you are really all they think about themselves, since it is true that we are all one. And where they've placed you in their lives to try to make themselves feel better about their actions, that's what they feel. When you become aware of that fact, it's so easy to see why some people will try to hold you down. They see your light before you do, and it may be a bit scary for them to think that you just may surpass them. Because, see, to these type of people, everything is a race. They feel the need to control everyone and everything around them. That's when they feel empowered. Nothing could be further from the truth. You see, the true, authentic power comes from knowing with absolute certainty and clarity that you were born to succeed. And the very second that you acknowledge that truth, your vibration goes up. There's an Ashanti proverb that says, "You must act as if it is impossible to fail." I like that saying. When I think about the power of those words, it reminds me that in everything there is a gain. If you try at something and it doesn't turn out the way you would really want it to, then you've learned a valuable lesson to build on so that the next time you try, you become more successful. There is never a failure. As long as you live, you gain something, even if it's only experience. Your authentic life lies just behind all of the fear and all of the confusion of you listening to what makes others comfortable saying about you. As soon as you flex that spiritual muscle and continue to exercise it, it will build the necessary strength to cover all doubt. Continue to read God's word and store it in your heart so so that all you have to do is pull it out whenever you need it. And most importantly, believe what it says. And feel the same for everyone you deal with. I know, that is not easy. But that positive vibration coming from you just may be the pebble thrown into the sea of their consciousness, sending out ripples of change. And that change may be just enough of an effect that it continues to send waves of change out to every corner of this globe. Living your authentic life takes strength and courage. Because first, you have to be strong enough to step outside of yourself long enough to see what's truly happening. And this is never easy, especially if the person is someone you love or respect. No one wants to think that someone they are close to would use or abuse them. But once identified, you have to be strong enough to take a stand and advocate for yourself. Remember I said how they may respond, so be ready to lose them, even if that's only temporary, but it still hurts. You've had a codependent relationship for however long, and the change may be quite a shock, so be ready for some anger and for some accusations, and then be ready to stand your ground. I promise you, it'll be worth it in the end. This is your healing. Take charge of it. Own it. Live it. Allow yourself time to love yourself into your new existence. Remember, it's new for you as well. But you're fighting for your very life, and this is your chance to regain and reclaim your purpose. So you'll have to stand your ground more than one time, I assure you. If you don't get a handle on your perception of yourself, you'll be living somebody else's version of your life. Now ask yourself, is that fair? Is it fair to you? Is it fair to the God who placed within you aspirations, dreams, and his intelligence to get it done? And not to mention, is it fair to all who need what it is that you have to offer if you take it to the grave with you because you didn't want to ruffle feathers? I did a sermon one time on living on the dash. And what I said was just this. You know how on a tombstone they have the date the person was born, and then this dash, or like a line, if you will, and then the date of the death? Sometimes they refer to it as sunrise and sunset. Well, what really counts is what you did with all of the sunrises and the sunsets in between. Not only what you physically did for others, but did you know that how you carry yourself shows people the God of you? How do you take care of his prized masterpiece? And I'm talking about you. Are you watching what goes into your mind and soul as well as your body? Remember, man is a triune being, so we have a mind-body-spirit connection. And each needs to be nourished well and balanced to be healthy. Or the manifestation, that's you, will not be healthy enough to perform God's work. We are extensions of God's love. And we learned how to love watching his actions. Actions outlined all through the Bible. We're the physical manifestation of that love. You may well be the only church that someone can identify with. So if you call yourself a child of God or a Christian, then care for yourself as well as others. This world needs you the way you were created, and you were created whole, perfect, and complete. So if for some reason you're feeling disconnected from all of the things God says about you, then go find a quiet spot where you can talk, scream, be angry, and cry if need be to your Creator. Then sit quietly and listen. He will speak to you. And in my experiences, he speaks quite clearly. Sometimes it may be as simple as a breeze blowing just softly across your body. But in the moment of that breeze, it seems to clear your mind just long enough to give you a chance to remember who you are and whose you are and how much you are loved. Yes, living your authentic self means believing in your worth. And according to all I do know about my God and the fact that he doesn't make mistakes, I say that makes you pretty priceless. So think about this. There is only one you. You are a blessed, beloved child of the divine. And your life is worth whatever work it takes to reclaim your power. So, do the work. Now, at the end of our time together, I usually say to you to relax, release, and relate. And I'll say the same thing this time. But this time, as I say it, it stands for relax into the arms of the Creator, the divine Creator who made you in his image and likeness and put inside of you everything you need. Things that you may not even think about, things that you take for granted, but everything, every pebble on the ground has a purpose. Everything in your path has a purpose. And I say to you, release. Release all the disappointment you may be experiencing from not living up to your authentic life. And when I say it is actually our own fault that we are not living up to this life, that's true. But don't beat yourself up. There are things that you have tried to do and things that you try to do because you think they will please God. Being kind, being generous to a fault. But there are times when you're too generous and the things that you're doing are wearing you down and hurting you and extracting from you the substance that God put there. So release all of that disappointment and relate to the new vision that you are now creating for yourself. And that vision can become real as quickly as you allow it. You ever heard the saying that karma stops here? Karma, what goes around comes around. You can stop because you can teach people how to treat you. But before you can teach anybody how to treat you, believe me, you have to learn how to treat yourself. And no, it is not selfish to put yourself first sometimes. You know, they say when you're in an airplane, if the plane starts to have difficulty and the air mass drop, the instruction is to place your airbag over your face before you attempt to help anyone else. Because if you black out, you can't help anybody. And the person that's panicking next to you won't know what to do. So when you decide to take your life back into your own hands, remember that's the first thing you need to do. Self-care is love, and you were created in love, by love. So we're actually following God's plan. You know, Jesus actually did that because there were times when he got into the boat because the crowds were pressing him, and he had to go to the other side. Well, actually, the only peace that Jesus had was while he was on the water itself, on the dash, so to speak, because he left the crowd. And by the time they realized that he was going to go to the other side, then there were people on the other side waiting for him there. So in that blink, the most peaceful time is between two breaths. In that time where you're waiting to exhale and inhale again, and I'm telling you this because I want you to exhale pain and exhaustion and inhale the true life that is yours to have, the life that was given to you. Become that new version that you want to be, the version that you were meant to be. And you'll be surprised. The people that were treating you the way they wanted to treat you and saying anything to you that they thought they could get away with, they may be mad for a while, but then you watch how they change toward you. You have to teach people how to treat you. And that's what God is telling us. And I want to say to you, relax, release, and relate. And until next time, be your extremely blessed self.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.